Epilogue. Julie and Sir Kimber were at the animal orphanage. Suddenly, Julie's mobile phone rang. It was Andrew. Julie?
Hi. I heard what happened. Are you all right? Did they hurt you?
Andrew sounded worried.
No, I'm fine, Julie said. How did you hear about it?
It was on the news, said Andrew.
Tell me, what happened to that shy girl I met a few days ago?
Julie said, Oh yes, maybe Africa has changed me. Kimber wants to say hello too, said Andrew.
Julie waited a moment and then heard Kimber's voice. Hi Julie, you did a great thing for those elephants, she said. Thanks to you, the baby elephant is safe and happy, my girl.
Thanks, Kimbo, said Julie. The baby elephant really is happy here, and it has got other baby elephants to play with. This is a fantastic place, and they really care about all the animals.
Yes, I know, Kimbo said, and there won't be any more elephant poaching at the Maasai Nature Reserve. I heard that there's going to be a great new manager there now. He'll be good to the animals on the reserve.
Yes, and I'm sure the new hotel manager won't spy on his guests, said Julie.
Goodbye, Kimbo. Keep in touch.
Of course. Goodbye, Julie. Have a good flight home. Come and visit me in Nairobi next time you're here.
I will, Kimbo, said Julie. Goodbye.
Julie put her phone into her bag and went to look for Sir Kimber. A young woman was feeding the baby elephant, and Sir Kimber was talking to her.
He's so sweet, Julie said to Sir Kimber.
It's a she, Sir Kimber said.
And now she has got a name, the woman said.
It's Julimba. We gave her your names because you both saved her.
Wow, that's marvelous, Julie said to Sir Kimber. An elephant called after us.
She went up to the elephant and touched her trunk gently.
Goodbye, Julimba, she said quietly. You must eat healthy food and grow to be a big, beautiful elephant like your mother.
Then she added, Who knows? Maybe I'll come back here and see you again one day. Julie turned to Sir Kimber.
Come on, we should go.
Yes, you don't want to miss your flight again, said Sir Kimber. Do you think you'll ever come back to Kenya? He asked.
Julie looked up at the blue sky. From far away, a bird flew across the sky and landed a meter away from Julie's feet. Julie looked at the bird in surprise. She couldn't believe it. It was an African pitta.
I'll be back, Julie said. I've got the African bug now.